I'd like to call this committee meeting to order. We are the House Committee on Transportation and Economic Development, coming to order on this 18th day of February 2015. The first order of business is to move House Bill 2437, which we had intended to hear today, to a later date. It's come to our attention that there's an amendment that hasn't been quite completed yet, so we'll be moving that bill to another day. So we will move directly into our public hearing. We have two bills we're going to hear on our public hearing. I'll open on House Bill 2389, Fallen Hero Roadside Memorial Signs. I'll do Patrick's job for him. Oh, here we go. Patrick, tell us a little bit about House Bill 2389.
Thank you, Madam Chair. House Bill 2389 changes the process by which an individual may receive recognition with a Fallen Hero Roadside Memorial Sign. The measure has an emergency clause, so it will take effect upon passing its signature by the governor. The measure has no amendment before us, and it has no revenue impact. We have yet to receive a fiscal impact statement since it's just a public hearing today.
Great. Thank you very much. We have six people on our list. I'd like to first call up Abby Weekly from Representative Olson's office. Welcome, Abby. Thank you for being here today. Please begin.
Okay. I'm Abby Weekly, or Chair McEwen, members of the committee, Abby Weekly from Representative Olson's office. She would be here, but he's in judiciary and wasn't able to attend. So thank you for giving me the opportunity to testify regarding 2389, which concerns highway memorial signs. Just a little background information. In 2011, the legislature passed House Bill 3039, which created the Highway Memorial Program, allowing families to install roadside memorial signs. And just a little, if you haven't ever seen what those look like, if you flip to the back of the packet, there's some pictures there. I'm sure you've all driven by them. So since 2011, the legislature has passed 14 concurrent resolutions allowing 14 signs to be installed in law enforcement's memory officers. House Bill 2389 mirrors House Bill 3039 in that it creates a fallen roadside memorial program for fallen soldiers. So a really simple program and a great way to honor those who have served our country. And I'll pass it to Paul Mather to tell you the details.
Welcome, Mr. Mather.
Thank you, Madam Chair, member of the committee, Paul Mather, Highway Division Administrator. I thought I'd just share with you a little bit of just the mechanics of how this works. This is really just a process improvement bill to make the process work better. As Abby talked about, we have currently a fallen officer program that's been in effect for some time, and we've been able to put up several signs through that program. How that program works is the legislature passes a concurrent resolution recognizing the fallen officer. Once that is passed, ODOT's able to collect the fee for putting the sign up, which is currently estimated at $600 per sign. Then we work with the family to find the appropriate location and put that sign up. So compare or contrast that with how the Fallen Hero program currently works. So currently, through the Fallen Hero program, the legislature actually has to pass a bill, and in the bill it has the Fallen Hero's name, and then the highway and mile point are actually named in statute. Even more complex to that is there's usually not an emergency-relating clause, and so we have to wait till January 1st of the following year before we implement that. Typically what has happened when those bills have passed, the families come to us, they're anxious to get the signs up, and we have to say, no, wait, the bill doesn't go into effect until six more months, and we have to wait and so forth. So what we're doing with this bill is just lining the two programs up and making, again, a much more efficient process where we're able to work with the family to find the exact location that's meaningful to them and not have to live with or constrained by the bill and the exact mile point that's in the bill, and really line these two programs up so they work together the same way.
Thank you. Questions? Thank you very much.
Thank
I think
you.
We have a number of other people who'd like to testify, so we'll go ahead and move through. Michael Thorpe, Jeremy Thorpe, Why don't we do two and two, since we have four left? Thank you for being here today. We appreciate you taking the time to join us. And in any order that you prefer, it's fine with us.
My name is Michael Thorpe. I'm a Gold Star dad to Tyler Troyer, who was killed in 2005. And the sign project thing was really important. Dave Troyer and I both got with Andy Olson in 2012 to work on getting a sign project going that was similar to the Fallen Police Officers thing. And so we went through that process. We started this in October of 2012, and it was very well done. It was very popular. It went through the House and the Senate and was voted very, very quickly, and it was very positive. And it was signed into law by the governor in May. And then you wait. And so it wasn't until June of 2014 that the sign was actually installed.
Wow.
And because the law wouldn't take effect until January, and therefore ODOT really couldn't help us at all with even the application form or anything like that. And so we had to kind of had to wait until then. And it really wasn't even a sign design. And so what was fantastic is I was able to work with ODOT and actually get the sign design down to what it was going to look like, because it had to be a little bit different than the Fallen Police Officers. And so they were fantastic to deal with. But in talking to other Gold Star families, when they ask me how long this took, and you lay out that amount of time, they just kind of, their shoulders drop. Mm-hmm. It's like, you know, that's hard and everything else. So when I heard about this, you know, don't go into an HCR type thing where you can declare an emergency and it's like right away and the governor signs it, then it separates, you know, the legislature from ODOT. So once it becomes law, then you can go directly to ODOT, and ODOT can work directly with the families and figure out the fees and the location and everything else. And it's a much more streamlined program where you don't have the back and forth of amendments and changes to the bill. And I think overall it much more efficient. And I think it's going to be great for a lot of families that want to do this, and there's going to be a lot of them that, and with the speed of this program, I think it'll be even more, and they won't feel so stressed out that they have to make all these commitments, because there are a lot of Gold Star families that live quite a ways away from here, so it'll make it a much easier program and easier for them to get involved in.
Well, sir, we thank you for representing them here today, and thank you for the sacrifice that your family has made.
Thank you.
These are things that we don't take lightly in any regard, and I'm sorry that this was a frustrating process for you, and there may be a way that we can help simplify that. So
Thanks.
We appreciate your words.
My name is Jeremy Thorpe, and I am Tyler Troyer's brother. As my dad said, he said that we're looking for a way to process and make this a process that is easier for other Gold Star families to find an easier way to do this instead of having to go through the two-year plan that my family had to go through, and same with Eric McKinley's family. We're pretty much just looking at this, and as he said, we're trying to build on top of this and compare it to the fallen officers' papers to get this done. And I just think it'll be an easier process and make it less of a hassle for other people, because I know it was kind of a struggle for me and my family, and maybe for other families that have tried to get this going. But I just think this process will be a lot easier if we convert it to make this easier for everyone else.
And thank you so much for being here today. Do we have questions for these good folks? Thank you so much for your work on this. We're grateful. Next, we have Dave Troyer and McKenna Troyer. Gentlemen, I appreciate your time. Thank you so much for being here today.
Thanks for allowing us to. I'm Dave Troyer, and dad to Tyler Troyer, killed in November of 2005. McKenna she signed up for it, but she didn't have anything to speak on this one. So Wendell Pelham did not get a chance to sign up. So
Mr. Pelham?
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you.
So basically, I just want to just reiterate in what Michael said is the fact that, you know, if you guys taking the time to look at this to try to make it easier for, you know, the other families who have not yet gotten one, which Mr. Pelham is one, we appreciate you, you know, looking towards that, because, you know, I can't fathom what your guys' job is, but I know sometimes the process of stuff is really almost, what's the word I want to use? Almost, can, you know, just makes you almost, why am I even trying to do it if it's going to take so long? And like Michael had said too, you know, I live up in the Portland area. Matter of fact, Mr. Davis is my representative. And it's something to where, you know, the people up there, you know, we're trying to get some more signs up there. And it's the same type of thing when they say, well, how long does this process take? Well, you know, this is how long it took us. And exactly, they're like, you know, it's so being able to do this now to where it's not going to take near as long, I think we'll be able to see that to where there'll be more families that, you know, take on, yeah, I want to get this done. Mm-hmm. So thank you for your time for, you know, looking into this and doing what you can to make that happen.
Well, we appreciate you drawing our attention to it and representing those families that can't all be here today to speak to it. And thank you for the sacrifice your families have made.
You're welcome.
Mr. Pelham, nice to have you here today.
Thank you. Thanks for the time. My son, John Alexander.
And for the record, we'll need your name and where you're from.
Hi, Wendell Pelham, Portland, Oregon.
Great. Thank you.
My son, John Alexander Pelham, was killed a year ago. The 12th of February, 2014, while serving in Afghanistan. So when we found out about the Fallen Hero sign, we were extremely excited. And it's not so much for, I think, for the individual families. It means a lot to us. But when you look at the 123 soldiers that have fallen out of the state of Oregon, and how many signs do we actually have up on roadways? Nowhere near enough. So the push that the Pelham family has is, what are we doing as a state to recognize these young men, young women, middle-aged men, middle-aged women, older brothers and sisters that have gone to fight for their country and lost their lives? And so the sign is just, I believe, a direct reflection of our state and of our people, that we want to recognize the greatness of these heroes, because they truly are heroes. My son was 22 when he was killed. And he was running into a fight. He wasn't running away. He was an intelligence analyst, and proverbial heck broke loose. And so, you know, that's what ended it. And that's what most of our sons and daughters are doing. They're running into something that is bigger than them. And so a simple little sign is bigger than them. And it helps each of us remember why we live in this great country and why we live in the state. And hopefully the state and the country come to the same understanding that we have as those who have sacrificed a child or a husband or wife or a father or uncle or brother. And we are reminded of that. So that's the Pelham stand. And we've worked with ODOT over the last couple weeks, actually a couple months, and I think we've come to a resolution on where our son's sign is going to be. And it's enjoyable to be able to talk to one of my best friends in high school whose son was killed 2 years ago, 2.5 years ago. Andrew? Probably 2.5 years. Andrew Keller, from the Beaverton area. And they hadn't thought about a highway sign. And we were talking the other day because we have a couple charities that we both have that we put together for our soldiers. And he and his wife hadn't thought about it. And so the email I got this morning was, why don't you give me the information so I can look at putting Andrew's sign up? So, another opportunity to honor a fallen soldier. So, the key for us is speed. And I know that's difficult in most bureaucracies, but if we can cut the time down from the time that it's signed, enacted, and the sign can go up, just makes us happier mm-hmm. as families. Mm-hmm. And we've got enough to worry about in the first 2 or 3, 4 years. So the sign's just a comfort piece.
Understood,
I shouldn't say
sir.
Just, but it's a comfort piece.
And again, thank you for your family sacrifice, and thank you for being here today. I think we're all very mindful of the fact when we do see these signs, it just keeps all of this in the forefront that this is something that's happening as life goes on for everybody else. But there are families who are experiencing these things that we don't all completely understand, I will freely admit. But to honor this is something that I'm really grateful that you're here to tell your story. I will say my daughter is an artist, and she was very, very fortunate to work on the American Veterans Disabled for Life Memorial that was dedicated in Washington, D.C. on October 6th. And my parents were both veterans, and these are things that we all have to be reminded of every single day. And I'll look to my panelists to see if my other committee members, if they have comments that they'd like to make, but any questions of these kind gentlemen?
I want to thank you for bringing this to the attention of this committee, but also I think that, again, it brings it to all of us in the legislature that there are folks out there that want to find different ways to honor other fallen. And this also may bring somebody who's sitting in the audience or to some of us up here other ways that we can give opportunities where that can happen. So I think every time we educate each other about some of these issues and about some of these needs, that we can be creative in the future and find other ways to be supportive.
And it does not fall on deaf ears that at times bureaucratic systems are frustrating. We deal with that on a very regular basis, I will tell you. So that is not falling on deaf ears either. And I'll look to our folks at ODOT who understand that a change in direction may be an appropriate way to go here to help you all come to a resolution quicker and offer some comfort.
Yeah, and they've been extremely supportive.
Good.
I mean, been very supportive.
All right. Thank you very much for being here. We appreciate it. Is there anybody else in the audience that would like to speak to House Bill 2180 or 2389? Then I will close the hearing on House Bill 2389, and we will be opening a hearing on House Bill 2658. Mr. Brennan.
Thank you, Madam Chair. House Bill 2658 permits the Department of Transportation to issue veterans recognition vehicle registration plates for Gold Star family members who are siblings of persons killed in action in armed conflict while serving in the Armed Forces of the United States. This measure has no amendment, no revenue impact. We haven't received a fiscal impact for the same reason mentioned before for the other bill, which is we do not have a schedule for a work session at this time.
All right. There's my list. Great. Okay. I would like to call on our first panel again, Abby Weekly, representing Representative Olson's office, and Amy Joyce from ODOT and DMV. Thank you, Amy, for being here.
Hello again.
Welcome again.
Chair McEwen, members of the committee, Abby Weekly from Representative Olson's office. This is an exciting bill. We introduced it actually in 2013. It didn't go anywhere, so we're hoping to see it go somewhere this year. House Bill 2658 is actually proposed to us from Michael Thorpe from House District 15. He's a Gold Star father, and if you're unfamiliar of what a Gold Star family member is, it's a family member who has lost their immediate family member serving in the armed forces during military action. So just some background information. In 2007, Senate Bill 557 was passed by the Oregon legislature, and this created the issuing of Gold Star registration plates to parents and spouses. So this bill, 2658, is really simple. It just expands the current law to include siblings. So not much more to discuss on that, but just in the packet that was passed out to you, if you're unaware of what a Gold Star license plate looks like, this is what it looks like. So great bill, and showing support for our military families again.
Great. Thank you. Any questions? Ms. Joyce.
Chair McEwen and members of the committee, Amy Joyce from the Department of Transportation, here to answer any questions, and then also just to express that, to implement the changes in this bill will take some minor process items that DMV can easily accommodate. So we stand ready to implement this bill should you choose to pass it. Having listened to the earlier bill on your docket, I flipped through to see if there was any kind of clause in this bill to sort of speed up implementation. And I see that it's got no reference to any kind of emergency or anything, so it would be a January 1 implementation date. If the committee is interested and the sponsor, Representative Olson, I'd be happy to work with them on seeing if we could speed that date up somewhat. An emergency clause might be a little bit problematic in terms of changing some forms. We need to adopt a rule, but perhaps we can get something a little quicker than January 1 of 2016, again, if you choose to move this bill.
We appreciate your willingness to work on that. Questions or comments from Ms. Weekly or Ms. Joyce? Okay, thank you very much. We have some others who would like to testify on this bill. I'd like to call up, is it Karen or Karen?
Karen.
Tawny Lamberton. Lamberton, thank you. And Michael Thorpe. Thank you for returning to the and welcome. And in any order that you choose is fine.
My name is Michael Thorpe from Tangent, Oregon. I just really wanted to say a couple quick things about this. I mean, my wife and I actually brought this to Senator Morris in 2007. And we got the idea actually from my son was killed in 2005. One of his friends was killed a month before his. And he was from Massachusetts, and we actually got to meet his family. And this is where we learned about Gold Star license plates, because in the state of Massachusetts had them. And so, you know, so, well, I'd really like to do something like that. And so that's where I met with Senator Morris, and this is where this idea came from. I was able to go on the Internet, basically, and see how they did it and look through their legislature, because it's all a matter of public record. And this is kind of why we're here today, is because I took the language that they used to pass their bill, because I wanted to make sure it got passed. So it's really an oversight on my part not to include siblings, which affects my own family. Trust me, when I got these license plates in 2008, I heard about it from my own family. It's like, well, we're going to be able to get those too, right, Dad? No. And because that was my fault. And so that's why I'm here today testifying, to see... ask you to allow the wording, simple wording, to be changed to allow siblings, which definitely deserve to have these license plates honoring their fallen loved ones, just as I get that. And in retrospect, I've gone back and looked at, I believe there's only like six states that had Gold Star license plates in 2007. And I've been able to go back, almost all states have either have them or have legislation going to have them. And the other states that copied, like I did, and didn't allow siblings, they've gone back and also made those changes and passed unanimously. So that's what I'd really like to see have happen here. And I thank you for listening to my testimony.
Great. Thank you for being here.
Thank you. Good afternoon. My name's Karen Tawny Lamberton. I really appreciate Michael Thorpe being here today. And I have not testified ever before, so I'm a little nervous, and I've written out my testimony so that I don't leave anything out. I heard that I have 3 minutes, so I kept thinking about that 3 minutes and how to use my time and your time the best of my abilities. So I have 3 minutes. I have 3 minutes to tell you about my brother. It took a fraction of that time for him to step on a landmine. My brother, U.S. Marine Sergeant Ian Matthew Tawny, died on December 16, 2010, in Sang in Afghanistan. It's a place most people have never heard of. I know more about Sang in than I care to. Ian left behind his wife and baby girl, who was born 3 months after he was killed. He was just 25 years old. The last time I spoke with Ian was over the phone a few weeks before he went to Afghanistan. We talked about his upcoming deployment and preparing for the birth of his child. I can still hear his voice, filled with excitement about becoming a father. He and his wife had bought the baby's crib and decided they would name her Claire. I tried to keep him on the phone as long as possible. We finally said our goodbyes. I told him how much I loved him. He said, "I'll be fine." 3 minutes. I have 3 minutes to tell you what an amazing person Ian was. He was a young man born in rural Polk County. Like many families who have divorced parents, we didn't grow up together. But I had the honor to watch him grow into the finest Marine. I remember watching him at his high school graduation, dressed in a black robe, with an orange sash. He had a huge smile on his face, and he wore a pair of dark sunglasses. He was in his element, surrounded by his family and friends who watched him become an adult. Within 2 years, he had joined the Marines. He led his squad in one of the most dangerous places in the world, and he did so with honor and integrity. He wanted to be there. But it would take much more than 3 minutes to tell you everything about my brother and what he represents. What I will tell you is that Gold Star siblings are everywhere. For every soldier and Marine killed, there are countless brothers and sisters, nieces and nephews, cousins, friends, and military members who are deeply affected by the loss of their lives. 6,830 lives. We represent the families of the 6,830 military men and women who have given their lives in service to our country since 9/11. We also represent the families of the hundreds of thousands of other war casualties of our great nation. We are asking you to honor them by allowing the siblings of these men and women to display the Gold Star license plate on our vehicles. It's a way for us to honor them every day and to keep their memories alive. The war has not ended, and when it's over, our grief and loss will not end with it. These fine men and women will still be absent from our lives. We cannot forget, ever, what they have done for all of us and our country. So I'm asking you today to please pass legislation so that brothers and sisters of our fallen can have the opportunity to be recognized in a very public way as they carry out the legacy of their heroes. Thank you.
Thank you. And I can tell you, for a first-time appearance before a legislative committee, you did a wonderful job, and we're very appreciative of the time that you took to put that testimony together.
Thank you very much.
And thank you for the sacrifice your family has made.
Thank you.
Appreciate it. Thank you very much. I think we have two other people who are signed up to testify. Once again, we have Dave Troyer. And is McKenna, would you like to join us also? McKenna Troyer.
Hello again. Dave Troyer, dad of Tyler Troyer. And I basically just want to let you know, when the bill was passed, we did get the plates. And it is something that, you know, even grocery store parking lots and stuff like that, people will come up and some people don't even know what they are. I mean, I had a funny story. I had a gentleman who was a Washington County sheriff, and I met him at the Safeway store in Sherwood, and he comes out and he goes, "Thank you for your service." And I said, "Well, I didn't serve." And he goes, "Well, you have military plates on." Mm-hmm. And I said, "Well, these are Gold Star plates." He goes, "Well, what's a Gold Star?" Mm-hmm. And I explained it to him, and he was just, you know, he felt embarrassed. He goes, "I'm military." He goes, "I'm a sheriff." He said, "I should know these things." I said, "Hey, don't feel bad. You know, just because you're in law enforcement doesn't mean you're going to know everything about everything." So, you know, but it is something, and it gives us a chance to share a little bit about our family member. And so, you know, it is something that, you know, it does have meaning to us, and it does, you know, not draw attention to us, but, you know, like the road sign, you know, people need to realize that there are people out there that are dying for their freedom. So there again, I thank you for your time in listening to, you know, our statements concerning this.
Our pleasure. Thank you for being here.
You bet.
Ms. Troyer.
I'm McKenna. I'm Tyler's younger sister. And I actually work in a parking lot. And even just working in the parking lot, I see veteran license plates, and I'll see someone coming out from the grocery store, and it's like, you know, I'm that freak in a neon yellow vest pushing carts, but it's you know, thank you for your service. And they kind of wonder how I know that. And when you're a Gold Star family member, you kind of pay attention to those things. Like, my dad's always wearing a hat. It always has something to do with the Marines. And even in the grocery store, anywhere, frankly, I see people who are wearing a similar hat. It's like, thank you for your service. Passing by the recruiters at school, you know, thank you for your service. It's really big. Like, a lot of people don't notice that kind of stuff, but when you're a Gold Star family member, you really do. And I think the significance of this for me is that siblings have a special bond, and anyone who has a sibling knows that. You argue with them, but you can't explain how much you care about them or how much you hate them sometimes, kind of. But having a license plate for me would mean a lot because I'm about to turn 18, and I'm probably the only kid at my school who didn't run to get their license when they were 16. But, you know, I'm about at that point where this is going to start affecting me. And I think having that plate would not only show other people, hey, there's someone out there who, you know, went to fight for our country and left someone else behind, but it'd be a matter of kind of taking him where I went. I'd take him to college with me. I'd take him to my first, you know, real job with me, starting my career, and hitting those landmarks and having that license plate follow me where I go. That's really significant for me. And I know that that's going to be significant for a lot of other people. So I really appreciate you taking the time to, I guess, listen to people who aren't always listened to. Sure.
I appreciate it very much. Mm-hmm. And you are a wonderful ambassador for Gold Star families in the work that you do every day and letting people know that these are important things. What a gift you are in helping spread the word that these things are significant, and there are, in small ways, everyday opportunities for all of us to be cognizant that of the sacrifices that you all have made. And good luck on your driver's test.
Thanks.
Any questions for this panel or comments that anyone would like to make? Thank you so much.
Madam Chair,
yes, Representative Benz.
So I certainly want to thank you all for being here. I had the great opportunity to go with my father back to Washington, D.C. for the World War II Memorial Dedication, and it was quite a sight to see 250,000 World War II veterans being thanked by their country way too late, way too late. But there's 16 million people served, and 250,000 were recognized. So to the extent that we can do a better job, we want to do it. Really, a license plate is a pretty modest thank you. So, thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Representative.
Any other comments?
Thank you so much. If you'd like to come back to the... Oh, yes, please. And once again, for the record, your names. Yeah.
My name is Jeremy Thorpe, and I'm from Tangent, Oregon. So basically, when my dad first told me about this whole... license plate that we could dedicate, and it gives us a little bit of representation that we are carrying our fallen soldiers or our family members, or specifically for me and my brother. It'd be great because it's not only do we have them in our hearts all the time or they're on our minds or in our thoughts, but having them on our cars technically would mean a lot because they're following us around anywhere we go. I mean, we're always told by our parents or grandparents that they're always following us around. They're always watching over us. Even though they're not here physically, they're always going to be with you mentally. But when I heard this wasn't passed last time, it kind of irritated me. That was kind of dropped around. And I think we just all want to get this through and make this kind of get affected, because I'm getting to the age where I'm going to start having to get ready to get in the car, and I'll just be like, have my brother in one more spot. My life would be, it wouldn't just impact me as little as a license plate seems, but it really does make a big difference in my life. And I was only 6 when my brother died, so I'm starting at that age to where I'm forgetting some of the things that I have left of him. Mm-hmm. And so this license plate would bring a little more memory, a little more of the memory, and just hold on to it a little longer.
Thank you. Mr. Pelham. Take your time.
Again, Wendell Pelham from Portland, Oregon. Again, it's how we honor each other. And when I found out about the Gold Star plates, you know, of course. So a quick story. I grew up in the military. My father was a career Army officer, 2 tours in Vietnam, stationed all over the world. So I'm one of those really, really, really lucky human beings. I've lived all over the world. I've seen things that other people dream about seeing. I've been to places. My older brother was a Ranger, and then my son was a Special Forces operator. To have a license plate on your car that brings honor to them. Again, it's just
the significance of who they are and what they've done. And when we received, so I wear mine very proudly. If you haven't noticed, I have my son's KIA bracelet on one hand. I have a Live Like John bracelet on the other hand that his high school friends designed the day after he was killed. I have a Special Forces Gold Star on it, and I have the official Gold Star on my other lapel. And I grew up in the military. I had no idea. I understood blue stars. And most of us understand blue stars. But I didn't understand Gold Star. And so the significance of having a loved one, an immediate family member, killed in action took on a whole new meaning when you start wearing the star and people start asking about what. I had a sweet little lady come up to me one day. She goes, "That's absolutely gorgeous. Where do I get one?" And I'm going, you know, you really don't want one.
You want one.
You really don't want one. But in this last year, we've been able to travel throughout the United States. And it's amazing that most military bases have Gold Star parking spaces at the PXs, at the commissaries, in front of battalion headquarters. And they're not just one or two spaces. At Fort Bragg, there are 8 or 10 at each PX. And so they get it. That's their, because that's their culture. Again, like the sign, I don't want to see more Gold Star family signs. I don't want to see more Gold Stars on anybody's license plates. I don't. That means we have more people dying to protect us. But well, we have 6 children, and all 5 of those that are here on this planet all drive. And they are all very unhappy that mom and dad have Gold Star plates on their cool cars, and they do not. So please, as you think about this, think about the families and think about, like you said, it's just it's a comfort piece again that we get to have them with us wherever we go. And other people recognize the sacrifice that they made and that ultimately we made. Mm-hmm. So, again, thank you very much.
Thank you. Thank you so much for coming to tell your story. Any other comments for this panel? Representative Hack.
Thank you, Chair. I just wanted to say that this is just extremely humbling and honoring that you would come and share with us. You know, our children are the most deepest and treasured thing that we ever have, and same with our sisters and our brothers. So I just wanted you to know that I'm just honored to be able to have the opportunity to see legislation like this during my time here. So again, it's just extremely humbling that you would come and allow us to hear from you. So thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, Representative. And on that note, we will close the hearing on House Bill 2658. And we will open a work session on House Bill 2279. And I'll turn again to Mr. Brennan.
Thank you, Madam Chair. House Bill 2279, we heard this bill a week ago today. It's the measure that defines, applies the definition of state government as defined in ORS 174.111. Clarify the meaning of state with regard to utility access to lands belonging to the state of Oregon. You'll recall we had Martin Callery from the Port of Coos Bay who testified on this bill, if that helps jog memories. We don't have an amendment on this measure, but we have, since the hearing last week, received a notice of no fiscal impact and a notice of no revenue impact. So those are all available on OLIS for viewing by the committee. So the measure is before the committee and to do with as it sees fit.
All right. Do we have anyone who would like to speak to this bill here today? I don't believe so. I see no nods. I'll look for a motion.
Madam Chair, I'd like to move that we move House Bill 2279 to the floor with a do pass recommendation.
Do I have one? Okay, thank you. We have a motion to move to the floor, House Bill 2279 with a do pass recommendation. Any comments? Any objections? No. And the motion passes. And we have our a bill ready to go out. I'd be happy to carry this bill unless there are any objections.
I think that'd be very appropriate.
I thought considering the venue that you might
thank you, Vice
from,
Chair Gorsuch.
Yeah, just being from Coos Bay that you might want to carry this since it's
I
about
would be
Coos
happy
Bay.
To carry this very simple bill. Thank you. I believe that's all that we have on our agenda for today. Anything for the good of the order? Yeah. Mr. Brennan, what can we expect on Friday?
Friday, Madam Chair, we will be having an informational briefing from a few folks from the Oregon Transportation Forum on their work during last summer and fall to develop a potential transportation package for this year, for this session. And we'll also be getting a quick briefing from Mr. Mather on the studded tire report that came out last December.
Studded tires? Transportation Forum.
It's the middle of winter, so studded tire discussion is
the same way. It's the middle of winter.
You can't tell by looking outside. That's right.
Not here.
Thank you all. We are.
That's right.
Not here.
Thank you all. We are.
By looking outside.